There's a good chance you've not heard of Jack Jewett, yet he may be the man who saved some of the founding fathers in their revolution against England. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
It's a name from history mostly forgotten, yet one every American should know.
On the night of June the 3rd, 1781, Jack discovered that there were 250 British soldiers on their way to Charlottesville to capture Governor Thomas Jefferson and the Virginia Assembly, which contained three additional signers of the Declaration, as well as Patrick Henry.
Janice Clark shares the story of Jack Jewett from his former home just outside Lexington, Kentucky.
Jack realized very quickly who they were and what they were up to, and he realized if he didn't do something about it, they were going to get away with it. And so he called for his horse. He got on his horse and he rode 40 miles through the backcountry of Virginia to warn the governor and the legislature.
His nighttime ride to Charlottesville to warn those in the path of the British was successful.
Because of his timely warning, the governor escaped, as well as almost all of the legislators. The British captured only 7 of the legislators, none of the ones that they were after.
Jewett's ride took him to Monticello to warn Thomas Jefferson, then on to Charlottesville to warn other officials. Meanwhile, the swift-moving British under Lieutenant Colonel Tarleton were denied the chance to capture the leaders of the Revolution.
They meandered back and forth across Virginia for the next 4 months, and in October they found themselves at a place called Yorktown.
Jefferson used his warning time to accomplish several important things, including escaping with his life. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.